of Salesport Talk. I'm with Leah Jones to talk about the music video of her song, Under Sail, which was shot on my boat Sandpiper on the San Francisco Bay.
Well, the song that you recorded was beautiful. You composed that song. Can you tell us a little bit about the inspiration?
Well, the inspiration comes from absolute devastation of losing one of my best friends, Captain Robert McCreary. There's a nice dedication for him at the very end of the video that we shot on your boat. But Captain Bob, or I called him Bobby, was one of my best friends, and we've known each other since college, and we spent more time on the bay than we did on land. And when he passed away in 2018, I wanted to write a song that would matter to his friends and family, and we had his memorial on Angel Island, and I got to sing that for the first time a couple of years ago.
Here is Jeff DeSera, the vocalist and guitarist.
Jeff, tell us what that experience was like for you, sailing and singing and putting that all together.
Oh, it was wonderful. It was a lot of fun, you know, putting the song together and then planning the video shoot. It was just a beautiful day on the bay. It was just such a wonderful experience. Dan, the filmmaker, was very professional. He got some great footage of the trip out. We even captured some drone footage.
Thanks, Jeff. Here is Dan Folds, the videographer.
Tell us a little bit about the experience of filming on the boat.
The experience out filming on the boat was interesting. It's definitely a challenging environment, being such a small space. And if you're focused too much on the camera and take a wrong step, you could end up in the water. So it's definitely a different environment that I'm used to working in. But the challenge was fun, and we captured, I think, a lot of good imagery that kind of encapsulated the story of Captain Robert and of Leah's song, of the music-making process, too.
Thanks, Dan. Here is the saxophone player, Mark Costanzo.
Now, you didn't actually get to come sailing with us, but where did the video take place of your saxophone? Because it was overlaid into the video, and it was just lovely. I loved the visuals on that.
Yeah, thank you. Well, there's a park. I think it's called Cesar Chavez Park, right at the Berkeley Marina. So that's where we decided to meet. That's where they met, actually, to go on the boat as well. But we met, and from there, we did a lot of video, and it was really nice because we're right on the berm, right at the rock wall of the bay. So really good shots of boats and the rest of the bay behind us. It was a perfect spot, and it was a gorgeous day.
See Leah Jones' video on SalesportTalk.com. That's SalesportTalk.com.
All right, busy show already, and it is 9:40 on a Tuesday, and appointment radio as we check in with Karen Lyle from SalesportTalk.com, who always co-hosts this segment with me. And right now, Karen has just finished a USPS Building Bridges special postal cancellation on Balboa Pier in Newport Beach, commemorating the 110th anniversary of Glenn Martin's flight in a seaplane. That was a biplane with a pontoon on the bottom, Newport Harbor to Catalina. That was back in 1910. That's a mouthful. Karen, how are you? How's SoCal going for you?
Well, the weather's warm. And that's a beautiful day out there. So I was donning 1912 hat and dress that the women wore in 1912 to commemorate and celebrate the history of this very courageous man, Glenn Martin, who started out airmail and also had the longest flight over water at that time on May 10th, 1912. It was really quite fun.
Oh. Oh, I got the rundown. It says 1910. It's 1912.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So that I was going to say you missed your outfit missed it by 2 years, but you did get it right.
It was the 110th anniversary. And so as you remember when we did the postal cancellation at Sports Byline, and Sports Byline became a post office for the day?
Yeah, for people who don't know, a postmaster general, what was his name? What was he, a postmaster general for San Francisco?
That was Abraham Cooper. He was the postmaster general at that time, and this was maybe about I think two or three. I think it was 3 years ago.
Yeah, and he came in and he canceled out a stamp, and so my studio here became a de facto post office for about 5 minutes, right?
That's right, our studio.
Sorry, Karen's studio. It became a post office there for a second. So what did you do in your 1912 garb?
Well, basically, I was introducing the postmaster, Rafael Ibanez, who was the officiator and created the cancellation. And what happens is the postmaster has the authority to establish a temporary postal station anywhere. And I've had it described to me, for example, when we've had all the fires in both Northern and Southern California, when a post office is destroyed, the postmaster can just put a stake in the ground and say, okay, this is now a post office. And then that location can receive and send mail. And so basically Balboa Pier, by the marker that commemorates Glenn Martin's first flight, was a post office for a half an hour. But now people, if they want to get the cancellation, they can actually write to the postmaster in Newport Beach and be able to, you know, send a self-addressed envelope to the post office and have that canceled with the Building Bridges USPS special postal cancellation, which is a pictorial cancellation which shows this biplane with the pontoon on it that Glenn L. Martin created that day. You know what he did for a flotation device?
I do not know.
His mother brought a inner tube from a bicycle and put it around his neck so that he would be safe.
Wow. Well, didn't Charles Lindbergh just have like a bag lunch, like on the Spirit of St. Louis, right?
Well, it's come such a long ways, and here we are on the pier, and we had several officials from the USPS standing around, and videographer, and we had to keep pausing because all the planes are going overhead with their land. And I'm thinking, isn't that a testament of how far we've come? You know, from that first flight. You know, oftentimes it's somebody who's very courageous and does something that everybody says can't be done, and then all of a sudden, you know, 110 years later, everybody's doing it so much they don't even think about it. It's just, you know, everyday nature.
I interviewed a guy many years ago who followed the path. This is like 20 years ago, but he followed the path of the Peregrine Falcon, and he took a Cessna, and in his own, wherever it was, he took off the landing wheels and he soldered on pontoons to make it into a seaplane. So I know we talk sales board talk, but this is our first seaplane segment, huh?
That's true. And what we're going to do now, as soon as I'm finished with my sales board talk segment with you, we just actually pulled over to the side of the road because we're going to go in a helicopter and we're going to retrace the flight path that Glenn Martin took, and we'll end up at Catalina Island. We're going to go to the beach where he walked ashore, and we'll have a ceremony there. And so the postmaster of Avalon will officiate for that one. And we will have, and I forgot to mention that we have trumpet player Chris Tedesco doing a trumpet solo from a song called Break Free on Wings of Music that I commissioned that was written by Kendall Bean. And he did the trumpet solo here in Balboa, and we'll do it in Catalina. So he's actually going on the Catalina Flyer, which is a fast ferry with all of our bags, because we'll be in the helicopter and we can't take that much weight.
So what did Glenn Martin do? What was his claim to fame then? What was the groundbreaking thing about this?
Well, there were several records that he broke. First of all, it was the first water to water landing, takeoff and landing over the longest distance that had been done at that time. And also, when he was on his, and you know, here he lands near Catalina and he's on the water. He's got the pontoons where they're supposed to be, which is in the water, and he knows that he's going ashore. He goes ashore. And then some helpful person comes in and pulls the plane, which is, of course, light enough that someone can do this, up on the shore, and it puts a hole in the pontoon. So now going back, he doesn't have something that's going to float to be able to take, you know, go up well off the water. And so he had to change his flight and go through Long Beach, which is actually where I'm sitting right now in Long Beach. And someone said to him, would you take this bag of airmail back to the mainland? And that was the actual first time that airmail had ever happened, that anyone had taken mail by air. And so we're going to be having five events over the next, between now and the 16th, that go from, you know, through history to 1938. We'll have during the Avalon Ball with the California, the Art Deco Society of Los Angeles and all the people decked out in their 1930s clothes. And basically we'll do plane flyovers and we'll have music and celebration. There'll be several hundred people at that event, because by 1938, Teddy Roosevelt said, oh, we have airmail is happening so much, we're going to have National Airmail Week. And that happened in 1938. And then we'll end up at the Los Angeles airport at the Flight Path Museum in LAX, commemorating today when U.S. mail goes out internationally to all the countries in the world. And LA is like the sixth largest place that happens from.
Have you been to Catalina before? Have you been to Avalon?
I haven't been since I was young. And so it'd be fun to go back as an adult. But yes, I did. I did go over there several times. I have had that on my list. So why not go? Why not arrive by helicopter? I mean, I think that's a good way to go. It was going to be a boat, but I'm happy in the air as well on the water.
Catalina's, I went a couple of years ago, and it's a pretty fascinating place. Very few cars. If you want to get around, it's mostly golf carts, and it is really offshore. I mean, you get to the point where you can't see the California mainland anymore. There are great whale watching. There was dolphins jumping around. I can't think of another place like Catalina. It's just one of a kind.
Well, and it's an island, and so... I was talking to the videographer who's coming over on the helicopter with us, and he says, I have to bring everything with me, because if I need tape, if I need anything, it's not going to be there. I have to have thought of every little thing. You know, usually it's island time. I've noticed whether I'm in Zanzibar or, you know, in St. John or some island, you know, off the California coast called Catalina Island, then island time seems to prevail. There seems to be that commonality all around the world.
Have you been in a helicopter before?
You know, I'm going to confess this is my first helicopter ride, but I'm going with seasoned veterans. The person who is our videographer did shoots for the Coast Guard for he has 40 years of experience of hanging out the helicopter and, you know, with a special gear where they take the doors off and he hangs out to get the shots. And we don't have the seaplane today, because the seaplane, we were going to have a seaplane do this, but it's still in some repairs. So in about a month, we're going to actually retrace this flight with a seaplane and helicopter, and I'll probably come back for that.
Do you know what the Catalina wine mixer is?
Tell me what the Catalina wine mixer is.
In the movie Step Brothers, Will Ferrell, his older brother, who was a real a-hole, Adam Scott, had him arrange the helicopters for the Catalina wine mixer. So you're taking a helicopter to Catalina. You just need to drink wine when you get there.
Okay. Well, I like that. You know, what do you recommend? Should it be white or red?
I think, let's see, it's almost spring. It is spring. Well, I think you should go with a very nice California White, which was my nickname in high school.
It was? Why was it California White?
No, I'm just kidding. All right, well, anything else we should know before we let you run?
You know, I think it's one of the things that's been very brought home to me when I was dressed up in this 1912 hat and dress and everything, I was remembering that women were not allowed to speak in public. So men always had to do the speaking for them. And there were some places, so I would not have been able to do this in 1912. And I think it's quite something to be here standing in 2022 and be able to all these things we take for granted and remember that they weren't too far, and it wasn't too long ago that we didn't have these privileges.
No doubt. Karen Lyle, check out more at salesportstalk.com. You'll have stuff on the website?
Yes, we will. We will have stuff on the website.
All right, there she is. Karen, have a great time, and we'll look forward to hearing about your chopper ride.
Okay. Well, I'll talk to you next Tuesday then.